Going to have that chat with 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins now. Brad joining us on Tuesdays about this time every week during the legislative sessions. And today going to talk to us largely about the workforce housing bill. That's going to involve some testimony from a lot of notable folks around the region, including ones that we talk to here quite frequently on Coho as well. And Brad, I appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Good morning, Chris. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So let's dive right in. This is something that we've talked about not only with you a little bit, but also with Kevin Overbay, Chelan County Commissioner, who is one of those notable folks that's actually going to testify on behalf of this bill very soon. So tell us about, the ins and outs of this first, and then what's coming up for it as far as its initial phases are concerned.
Well, it's been an interesting process. You know, originally I was basing it off communications I had with Mayor Carl Florey in Leavenworth over the years. And what we've been trying to do is trying to find a steady, reliable revenue stream for local governments to deal with housing. And in particular, workforce housing, which we're defining a little bit differently than most of the housing programs. Well, basically, a lot of the programs that exist in the state are geared towards lifting people out of homelessness, but there aren't a lot of housing funding options for how to support your workforce. And tourism communities like Chelan and Leavenworth, and in many respects, so Wenatchee, they're in other cities across the state, are really struggling with being able to have a workforce live in the community where they work. And what happens over time, of course, is that communities like Leavenworth and Chelan start to lose their sense of community as more and more people commute in, and just creates a lot of different challenges. So originally I had this idea to propose not a new tax, but expanded use of the lodging tax, which is known as the hotel motel tax. We had a lot of support for that, but we had some concerns from chamber groups and tourism advocates. And so I kind of shifted gears and I introduced a new bill, an alternative, this second, kind of for the second week of session. And it is geared towards utilizing another tax revenue stream that comes into local governments, but it's not the lodging tax. This tax, counties have the authority under state law to retain a small portion of their sales tax if they invest it in economic development for public facilities. And in statute, that's defined as bridges, roads, sewer systems, and other facilities. My goal is to broaden that out just slightly to include workforce housing. And it was actually an idea that Chelan County suggested to me as part of the original testimony for the lodging tax bill. So I know that's a long answer to a short question, but the bill is up for a hearing tomorrow at 10:30 before the Senate Housing and Local Government Committee, and we're expected to have a lot of local people testify for it tomorrow.
And again, Kevin is going to be one of those folks that testifies for it. I imagine Carl will also be there. And Brad, before we get back to talking about the sort of the ins and outs of the bill a little bit more, sort of the particulars, I wonder about that testimony. How important is that testimony as far as getting bills pushed further through the process of eventually becoming law? Is it something that's just kind of, it's important to, you know, just the formatics a little bit? Is it important just to have it because it's just part of what's necessary? Or does it really help to push forward those bills in the minds of some of the others who'll be voting on it that aren't as familiar with the situation?
It really does help, and in particular in a short legislative session. So we alternate between these 105-day sessions during the years that we're developing the state's two-year budget, and then the shorter sessions like this year when we're making adjustments to those budgets mid-biennium. And so, you know, in a short session, we really need a lot of support. And I did get a lot of support my first week of the session with that lodging tax bill, but there were a couple groups that expressed concern. And here's the challenge, Chris, with, you know, trying to find a revenue stream for housing. You either have the option of creating a new tax, which obviously is met with resistance by a lot of people, or you try to expand flexibility for an existing revenue source, which is what I'm trying to do, turning over every rock I can, because my bill, this Senate Bill 5868 that's up for a hearing tomorrow, It's not a new tax. It basically expands the permissible uses of this existing sales tax revenue stream that goes to counties. But honestly, I think it's a logical modernization of that statute, because the underlying law that I'm trying to amend allows counties to retain a portion of their sales tax proceeds for public facilities and economic development. Well, you can't have economic development if you don't have a workforce. And so extending infrastructure and facilities to support your workforce, to me, seems like I said, a reasonable update to the current statute. And that's the case that I'm going to make to my colleagues. And I think and I hope this hearing, to your question, has universal support. Like you mentioned, Mayor Flory from Leavenworth plans to testify. Kevin Overbay, a commissioner from Chelan County, plans to testify. Tom Neese, who represents Serve Wenatchee Valley, who I know you've had on the program, he had testified last time, and I believe he'll testify for this, as well as Steve Wilkinson from the Chelan Valley Housing Trust, but also the groups that testified with some concerns, the chamber groups and the tourism advocates, the hospitality group. They're going to testify for this bill. So I think, you know, if I can find a way in this short session to kind of bring everybody together on an option, I think that's our best option. And I've talked with Mayor Flory, and we kind of both agree that it's not the end-all solution to this, but it would be a major step forward if we can do it. It's not the only step that we need to take in our state for some of our communities related to housing, but it would definitely be a step forward, and it has no cost to the state. That's the other thing. It's not like this bill has a fiscal impact to the state budget or something like that. It's basically just providing some extra flexibility to counties and at the local level. So I'm really hopeful that the bill can make its way through the process. Not only would it need to get approved by the Senate Housing and Local Government Committee in the Senate, but because it is a tax measure in terms of expanding a tax permissible uses, it would also need to go to our Senate Ways and Means Committee. So those are two steps it would need to take before it could even get to the Senate floor. And again, we have a short session, so you know, every day counts when it comes to some of these ideas in the legislature right now.
Talking with 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins, he's with us on Tuesdays around 7:20 on the program throughout the course of the legislative sessions every week. And Brad, I appreciate all the great information about this particular piece of legislation and how it's set to impact us locally potentially. So we'll keep updated on that with not only you, but also again with some of those folks that we talk to on a consistent basis here that are going to testify as a part of this. Real quickly to finish out here, we've talked a little bit about the Republican priorities for the sessions, and there's a couple of things that are on lots of folks' minds. So police reform would be one, long-term care tax, trying to get that solved or at least ratified a little bit. So I guess just in brief, it's only been a couple of weeks, but have those processes seen any pushing down the road very far yet?
Well, in some respects, yes. In other respects, maybe not. The big priorities, basically, police reforms, as you mentioned, I think there's a possibility to make some modest adjustments to that. Emergency powers reforms, you know, we've been pushing and pushing because we don't feel, you know, as concerned as many of us are about the pandemic and as serious of an issue as it is, we don't see it as the same as emergencies like earthquakes, mudslides, and wildfires. So we do need to update our Emergency Powers Act in the state of Washington. Whether we can really get meaningful reforms in those two things, I don't know. When it comes to the other one, which perhaps you did mention, or maybe so, the long-term care tax, we do believe that adjustment will be made. The House of Representatives has already approved a delay of the tax until July 1st of 2023. And so that bill will, you know, has made its way over to the Senate already. And whether we can scrap it all together or delay it and try to replace it with some private options, you know, that long-term care tax issue, along with the others, is a major priority of Senate Republicans.
All right. Well, that's something else. Again, we'll continue to follow with 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins on the program as he joins us on Tuesdays every week throughout the course of the legislative sessions here during 2022. Brad also with us on a monthly basis outside the sessions as well. And Brad, I appreciate the time as always. Stay well, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Yeah, likewise, Chris, and thanks for letting me take a deep dive into my workforce housing bill. Hopefully I'll have a good update next week for you.